You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
In Scotland's story, I read that they came, the Gael and the Pict, the Angle and Dane, but so did the Irishman, Jew and Ukraine. They're all Scotland's story and they're all worth the same.
After all the waiting, decision day has finally arrived in Scotland. Nearly all of the more than 4 million people eligible to vote in today's independence referendum may go to the polls, which are open all day and into the night. One of those voters joining us now is Jenny Green on the streets of Edinburgh, who couldn't be more excited about this history-making day in what soon could be her new independent country.
It's incredible, actually. I've never felt anything like it. Everyone's talking about the vote and whether you've voted and how you're voting and why.
And you've made up your mind, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Don't tell me what you've decided, but you have made up your mind. Now, Mabel Sharp, you're in Marblehead, Massachusetts. You've also made up your mind and you've actually voted, right, Mabel?
I have indeed. I had a postal vote before I came out.
And Mabel, you are a relative of Jenny, right?
I am Jenny's grandmother.
All right. So, do you suspect, Mabel, that you are on the same page with Jenny as far as this referendum is going? And don't tell me your vote yet, all right?
Okay, I'm afraid I'm not.
So you disagree. Mabel and Jenny, you're on different sides of this issue.
I guess we may be.
I would never argue with my grandmother.
Oh, really? Here's your chance. Here's your chance, Jenny. Let's find out. Where are you on this vote? Where are you?
I'm going to vote yes.
Going to vote yes. And Mabel, you're not going to vote yes. You're going to vote no. You've already voted no.
I have voted no.
All right. Give me your case to Jenny, Mabel.
I feel that as a country, we are not yet prepared or we are not equipped to be on our own. And I have had so many benefits from being in the union. So I voted no.
Jenny, what's wrong with that argument?
I feel like it's now or never, in a way. If we don't take this chance now, there's a possibility we'll certainly not have it again in this generation.
Mabel, it's about democracy and the future and the younger generation. That's what Jenny's telling you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I think it's wonderful that she has this spirit behind her and this faith in our country. At the moment, I don't have the faith in the people who would be running this country. I want to see someone with more depth, someone I can really trust, prepared to run the country before I hand it over to them.
Well, I think it's important to remember that actually in this referendum, we're not voting for the people who are going to run it. We're just voting for the chance to run it ourselves. And so anyone could get into politics now.
All right, we're talking with Jenny Green, who is the granddaughter of Mabel Sharp, who's already both are voting in the referendum. Actually, Mabel has already voted because she's in Marblehead, Massachusetts, with her son, Rod Sharp, who joins us now. Rod, you have an American passport, I understand, right?
Almost, John.
But that means you're out of this. You can't vote. Yeah,
I'm out of it anyway. I mean, I don't reside in Scotland. I'm not a resident of Scotland, you know, and I'd love to vote today, but that's not the way it's working. I'd be more annoyed if I still lived in London and I couldn't vote, as 750,000 other Scots do. I think they're very unhappy people right now.
Are you unhappy witnessing the extraordinary divisions in your own family as a result of this referendum that we've been witnessing?
Well, I'd say the divisions in my family are going to heal a good deal quicker than some of the divisions in the rest of the country. You know, and this is awfully strange. You know, I speak as a man who walked down Princes Street in 1979 with his father on the day of a referendum on giving Scotland more devolution. And that referendum was defeated by political shenanigans. And I was terribly upset about that. And yet today, I see this vote as primarily divisive. And I'm sad about that, John.
All right, Rod, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a short break. This is The Takeaway. So it's a little bit like 1776 over there in Scotland today, voting whether to reject British rule from Westminster or go it alone. It's divided families in Scotland, just as Americans were divided between the Royalists and the Patriots so long ago. As we've just heard, we're talking to one of these divided families going to the polls today. Jenny Green is a proud Scot in the Yes camp. She's in Edinburgh. Her grandmother, Mabel Sharp, is visiting the U.S., but already voted no before she left to visit her son, Rod Sharp, in Massachusetts. Rod hosts his BBC show Up All Night from Marblehead, Mass. Now, Rod, you're living outside of Scotland and therefore can't vote, but you've been talking about nothing besides independence for months now on your show. What are the expats saying?
I had a pretty interesting discussion last night with a fellow from Washington who is among those Scots who have gone to Scotland to campaign for Yes. I mean, there have been very prominent Scots involved. Of course, people like Sean Connery and Alan Cumming have gone to Scotland to campaign for Yes, and with great success, it has to be said. But we also I talked to a woman who, in the summertime, was so dismayed at the weakness of the so-called Better Together campaign that she founded her own online social campaign, something called Let's Stay Together, which resulted in thousands of people jamming themselves into Trafalgar Square on Sunday, most of them people without a vote in Scotland, to say, don't go. I mean, there's been a tremendous upwelling of that kind of sentiment, and people are only really just beginning to see the consequences of this vote by 7% of the UK population, which can permanently alter the nature of the United Kingdom.
And in terms of people in London, are they afraid of what's going to happen here? There's certainly a lot of emotion in Scotland around the world. Fear of what's going to happen?
I think it's a day of fear. I mean, there's a very interesting colour piece on the front of the Financial Times this morning in which the writer invokes fear and terror. He says it's a day of real fear and terror. So I'm thrilled to hear Jenny say it's not and that it's, people are so up about it. But among people with pointy heads, there's a good deal of anxiety and more about this vote, John.
All right, so there's no point on your head, Jenny Green, but there is a suspicion here among your elders that the likes of Sean Connery have maybe pulled the wool over your eyes and given you a kind of naive view of all this.
I would say it's not naive, and I would actually disagree that there's a lot of anxiety and fear also among people voting yes and people voting no in Edinburgh today for sure. But I would say that in terms of the wool being pulled over our eyes, I really believe in democracy. But for us to prove that it's actually a democracy and what the people want, then we can't listen to the financial sector and the big businesses telling us that we shouldn't vote yes, because that for me completely defeats the point of living in a democracy where it should be what the people want and what the people need. And right now in Scotland, then one in four children live in poverty, and that shouldn't happen in such a wealthy first world country. And it's not been changing underneath the present powers. So I don't think it's about having the wool pulled over our eyes. I think it's about the people standing up and saying, let's do something about this. And yes, the status quo aren't going to like it, and maybe it's going to cause a lot of chaos, but maybe it's just a chance that we need to take because things aren't good enough right now.
The independent Scottish voice of Jenny Green, Mabel Sharp. You've got to admire what she sings. Sounds like she might get into politics.
I'm proud of my granddaughter. I think that's wonderful. And I'm so thrilled to hear her thinking so deeply and expressing her feelings about it. And God bless her and good luck to her in the future. But at present, we're not ready for it.
Jenny?
When are we going to be ready for it? You know, I think one of the sad things about the general Scottish culture is we do have a feeling that we're not good enough and that we're almost kind of little brother or little sister to the rest of the UK. And actually, sometimes when you, well, to continue the analogy, sometimes when you grow up, you need to leave home and stop blaming your parents for all the problems in your lives. And maybe what will happen if we get an independent Scotland is that we won't be able to blame Westminster anymore, and we'll have to stand up and take responsibility. And that might be hard, like leaving home is, but maybe it'll also be a good thing because we'll be able to grow into something really special.
Grandma, being under the thumb of Westminster has stunted your emotional growth. You've not grown up yet.
Jenny, you're quite right, darling. If I were younger, I would probably be voting like you. I'm sure I would. But you see, I'm just being the cagey old so-and-so and preserving my status quo, which I'm very comfortable with. You know, I've got pension rights and all these kind of things, and at the moment they are determined by the union.
All right, Jenny, it sounds like you may have convinced her on emotional terms, even if she's not going to vote her pocketbook here or change her vote because of her pension. What about that, getting into politics, Jenny? Is that the next step?
Well, maybe at the risk of sounding cliched, the great thing right now is that everyone is in politics in Scotland for once. And that's how it should be, that the people are really getting involved in politics for once rather than leaving it up to the men in suits down south. So for today, I feel like I'm in politics.
All right. So Mr. Detached, worried expat Rod Sharp, host of Up All Night on BBC Radio 5, call this. What's it going to be? What's going to happen?
You know, I feel like a man in suit down south as well, Jenny, when I hear you say that. That's terrible. Anyway, I can only look at the latest Ipsos Mori polling for the Evening Standard, which is still calling it for no, but with a statistical margin of error, 53-47. 53 yes, 47 no, John. But how about the undecideds who are there in the middle? It could be 5%, it could be as many as 14%, according to some of the polling. So that's where we're going to find out what happens. We really won't know until very, very late tonight, early, in fact, Friday morning, our time here in the East Coast, before we will know the result of this referendum.
Rod Sharp, host of Up All Night on BBC Radio 5, and for the yes voters, Jenny Green, Rod's niece, and speaking to us from Edinburgh, Scotland. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
And Mabel Sharp, Jenny's grandmother and Rod's mother, a no voter in the referendum. Mabel, thanks to you.
Thank you.
And Rod, get to work healing the divisions in your own family there.
I'll try.
Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.